SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Mr. Jayakumar Janakraj, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be with you in the morning today.
You've come all the way from Singapore. Have you been surprised to see the Stop Adani signs everywhere you go? Are you surprised by the level of opposition you've seen to the mine and generally to Adani?
I think it is fair to say that we have come here to develop a large relationship between India and Australia. We've been here for the last 8 years, and I always wanted people to hear the larger picture of the relationship between the two large democracies in the world. And when you get to do new development, break new ground, there is always people in the fringes who have their views and have their ideological positions. And I think it is up to us to see the positivity that is there in the country, positivity that is there in the communities, and positivities that are there in the indigenous people and the localities where we really operate. And the other big picture that we also have to see here is that as you look at these two large democracies and the need for energy and the need for energy poverty to be taken out in developing countries and places like where I come from, like I always say this story to people, like when my dad went to study, he used to study on a street light, right? And he became an engineer and he made me an engineer. And that has given me this opportunity to do what I am doing today for my family. And I'm sure there are 300 million Indians today who don't even have access to the street light. Mm-hmm. And when I look at that, and when I look at the opposition on the other side, I think the need and the real requirement, both in northern Queensland for the jobs, as well as for energy for the millions of people down in India and in Asian countries and developing world, I think it far outweighs the other side of opposition.
So you said it's a fringe group of people who are opposing the mine, and you, of course, are saying the Adani mine would be wonderful for people in India with the amount of energy that can be provided. And of course, it'll be very good for Adani itself as a company. What about for Australia? Having an Adani mine, a Carmichael mine in Galilee at the size that it was proposed initially, is that the right thing for Australia?
See, Australia has developed over the years with a huge amount of foreign direct investment and has been a resource-endowed country which has not just supported Australia but has also supported the world. But in that whole sense, what has happened is that Australia has been built on the back of this beautiful natural resource which has been done with the best technology, best environmental standards, best governance in the whole world. And therefore, Australia has benefited hugely. And even last year, 2018, coal has been the largest export revenue earner for Australia in the entire resource sector for billions of dollars. And all those billions of dollars are back invested into schools, hospitals, nurses, doctors, police, services, which is actually benefiting everyone in Australia. So I think the project is absolutely beneficial to Australia. Regional Queensland is really requiring the jobs. There are thousands of people who will get benefited directly and thousands indirectly through the benefits coming out of the project in Australia. So it's a huge benefit for Australia. And there are businesses, small and medium businesses, which are looking forward for this mine to come, which are in and around Claremont and Moranbah and Townsville and Rockhampton and those regional towns, which are also part of Australia. So I think the primary interest in the project is benefits to Australia and the people who are in and around the project. And the secondary benefit, which is a flow-on effect, where the trade happens, is India-Australia relationship and Southeast Asia in the broader sense. But more to say, it is the India-Australia relationship.
So realistically, since 2010, Adani has been here trying to open the Carmichael mine. The Abbott Point port is going pretty well, but there have been some issues even yesterday, day before yesterday, we're hearing that there could be a renewed notice issued because of the flooding that's happened there. That's happened before with Cyclone Debbie as well. So the environmental standards do get questioned. How do you answer that? Because that's the principal concern, that even in other countries where Adani has had operations, there have been issues about the environment.
See, the port has been operating for 30 years, and we are operating it to the best standards technically possible. And the communications that we have come out with again show the transparency and the levels of governance that we have in our organization. We are a professionally run organization, and every organization that operates a large infrastructure does have issues when a category 4 cyclone hits the terminal. And our job is technically to run it to the best standards, keep improvements going, keep investments coming in, whether it is in the revenue side or on the capital side. And then if there are certain aberrations that happen in the operations, keep reporting them, work with the government and the relevant bodies, and keep improving. And there is nothing to hide here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what Adani has been saying that we will do, and that's exactly what we've been doing here. And let you know the fact is that there are a number of, improvements that have been done. Huge amount of investments have been done in the port in terms of improvements from the time we took over operations. Mm-hmm. And that's well recognized as well. So I think we should not only see what is the negatives happening, but I think we should also see the positives that are happening. And like I said, when people want to talk about Adani in Australia, recently we have commissioned our renewables plant, which is 65 megawatt solar in Moranbah in Queensland again. And I think that also needs a mention, because a lot of times people get so focused with the coal project, and then people want to sort of focus on what's going wrong. But I think people have to see what's the greater good that's happening, and live like human beings, respecting each other in the faces we are.
So realistically, how soon do you see the coal mine opening? Because now it's a much smaller version that you intend to open. We know that a lot of financial institutions were not backing the initial mine, and now it's a much smaller version of it. So when realistically do you think the Adani coal mine will be operational here in Australia?
See, I think you would have heard our CEO for Adani Mining, Lucas Dow, very recently. He is very clear that the scaled-down version of the mine is ready to go. He is waiting for a few management plan approvals from the state and federal governments, and with that on we go. So I'm very happy the management team is taking all necessary steps to take that to action very, very quickly.
Time frame?
We're waiting for someone to sign the management plans.
Do you think it'll happen before the federal elections this year?
That's exactly what Lucas has been saying, and I think you should ask him if he has his views which are different than what he has said before. And I'm 100% sure that he is very confident that he will start very soon.
Mr. Janakraj, to the average Australian out there, why should they trust Adani? Why?
I think we have trusted every mining company that has been here. And like Lucas said in a couple of his interviews earlier, all we are asking is to be treated like any other mining company or any infrastructure company that is there here. And everybody needs to trust people who work with each other. And I think we are another company here trying to do our best.
Have you realistically contemplated that the mine may not actually happen, considering the amount of opposition it's faced? A lot of scrutiny has gone into place. Have you realistically considered that it may not actually happen?
I don't think there is any reason for us to consider that at all, because I think Australia has a process, Australia has governance, and Australia has been extremely successful in implementing thousands of projects that have come here, and we are just one such project. So I think we are extremely positive. And we genuinely believe that we've been completely above board, worked with the government, and we've got a fantastic management team and employees working in Townsville and in Brisbane right now. And we have been very successful in what we have done so far. So there is no doubt in our minds that we are here for good.
So the very last question, you have an advertising campaign at the moment asking for Adani to have a fair go. Do you think Adani's not had a fair go? And the secondary question to that would be, had this not been Adani, had this been another mining group, do you think the pathway could have been easier?
I think this is not something that I would like to sort of answer to you directly, because this is being completely driven by our mining team. But what I would like to sort of focus upon, I think there is a broader story that we need to focus on. I think Australia's trade with India today is quite low. And this is something that is core to the project that we are doing. And we need to have a consistent growth in terms of trade that we need to have with India. So my suggestion in this whole campaign or advertisement scenario is to dig deeper to see the truth beyond the myth. And I think that is what we are driving people to look at, is not to just look at the myths that are being floated, is to look at the truth and to see that Adani is seen fairly in the broader picture. And I think that's more the message that is being given by the team as well. And we are very sort of confident that people who are seeing just not the shallow reading of what Adani is and what the project is, the moment people look into the broader picture of what Adani is trying to achieve here, is not just a small coal mine alone, but are investing in ports, are investing in renewable infrastructure, are also wanting to, open up a small coal mine, which is also creating jobs for both indigenous and for local Australians. It's a fabulous thing to have. And I think that will be the pitch for any development that needs to be done.
SBS Radio. Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.